Hello, and welcome to another episode of Film Favorites. My name is Bryce Vales, and with me as always is my good friend, Aaron Chase.
Hey, Bryce.
Hello, Aaron. Last week, disappointment. Last episode, disappointment.
Yeah.
You were none too pleased with the film we watched,
Stuntman. No, I was not.
No.
I'm really concerned about today, I'll be honest with you.
I would be too.
Okay.
Okay. That one was meant to build you up so we could tear you down.
That's good.
But you're already down.
Oh, I'm way down. I'm about to be kicked while I'm down.
So this should be easy then.
Okay. Let's just get to it.
Let's just get to it. As every episode, we're counting down three of my favorite films of all time, starting at 500. This week, we're going to be doing 488, 87, and 86.
At least we're in the 80s.
We're in the 80s, so we're 10 into it.
Oh my god.
My math is crappy. Is that like 1%, 2% of the way through this list?
Fuck. All right, let's do it. First, for a 480...
488.
Okay, 488.
Is director... from directors, Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg.
Okay.
Their 2013 film, This Is the End.
I love that movie.
Oh!
I love that movie.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, I'm not going to be watching that movie.
No, we're probably not, because you love it and you've seen it. And the whole idea is that you'll be experiencing new films.
Okay, well, before we get into the awful awfulness, what is it about... What puts it so low on your list?
I'm not normally a fan of this type of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know what I mean by this type of comedy.
Grotesque. Silly, stupid.
It's silly, it's stupid.
Yeah.
The Seth Rogen, Judd Apatow style.
Yeah.
Isn't to my liking normally.
Yeah.
I don't like actively dislike them, but they're just, you know, they don't gel with me. But I like high concept stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so just taking that type of film and slapping a high concept on it, all of a sudden I find it much more enjoyable.
That's fair. I think I really love that movie. It's a lot of fun for me, but I think it will not age well.
You know what? I agree. I think it is for audiences who know these people.
Yeah.
Know these actors. 20 years from now, if these guys are not famous as they are now, which is, you know, very possible.
Yeah.
Audiences will see it and be like,
I think that eventually these actors will not be famous.
Sure.
Like, if just time, eventually these actors won't be famous, and this movie will age terribly because of it.
All we are is dust in the wind.
Yeah, like, I've seen older movies where the gimmick was like, look at all these famous people, but I don't know who they are. So yeah. I was like, I don't give a shit. So I think that's what's going to happen with this movie.
And it's very possible. This is a movie for us, our generation.
Yeah.
But this list is for me.
Yes.
This is my list. And gosh darn it. Tootin', we're going to...
God damn.
It's going to be on there. And it is. It is my 488th favorite film of all time.
You know what? I'm not even surprised that it's on the list, and I'm not surprised where it's on the list. I think, actually, that makes perfect sense.
Is this, like, the first one where you went, yeah?
No, when you said A Bug's Life, I was like, yeah. And then when you said the other Watchmen, I was like, yeah. Yeah.
You seem more pleased with this one than the others, though.
Yeah, because... because it's like entertaining.
It's also I think A Bug's Life is entertaining.
Yeah. I just, that movie is wild and fun and crazy. I like wild and fun and crazy.
I think This Is the End is more wild and fun than crazy than A Bug's Life.
Anyway. I agree. That's why I like This Is the End more than A Bug's Life.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I liked Near Dark. It's because it was just wild and fun and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I can appreciate that. But let's.
You like wild, fun, and crazy?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I think you're going to really enjoy my 487th favorite film.
Okay.
Director Jerzy Hoffman's 1974 film, Potop, which in English means The Deluge.
Oh my god, is this what I'm going to have to watch?
I don't know.
Okay.
It depends on what you pick.
Okay.
You know, starring Daniel Olbrychsky, Maljor Szata Bronek, and Tadeusz Lominski.
Where is this from?
Poland.
Is it in English?
No, it's Polish.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to read some subtitles, huh?
Yeah. Okay. You can take that.
I can take that.
You can take some subtitles.
I have to get into... Just a warning, I'm going to be annoyed at first, and then I will get into the groove.
Will you? Well, I mean, you didn't get into the groove of quite a few of the English-speaking films.
I will get into the groove of reading the subtitles. Oh, okay. Like, gotcha. At first it's distracting to me, and then I'm like, I figured it out.
Well, that's if you pick this one.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to pick this one.
Nowadays, the film's probably best known for a saber fight in the film, considered by a lot of people to be the most realistic sword fight in film. And on top of being realistic, it is very good.
Yeah.
A very good sword fight. And tells a story with the fight between the two characters.
That's interesting.
You get to know a little bit about them just through their fighting, which is nice.
Is it a comedy?
No, it's a drama. It is it's a historical fiction. Set during the Swedish invasion of what is modern day Poland.
I'm so uninterested in that.
In the 1600s.
Oh, I'm gonna hate this movie if I have to watch it. Alright, okay. Okay.
It's a redemption story. We follow this asshole as he does asshole stuff.
Okay.
And this gal,
yep,
who likes him in spite of him being an asshole.
Okay.
And then the Swedes invade. And they go sledding.
Okay. So, like, this is, sounds like the antithesis to This is the End. All of that excitement I had for This is the End. This is the opposite of that. This is the exact opposite of that. But, no, okay, like, I'll say right off, I'm going to talk shit right now for entertainment's sake, because I do feel that way. But I will always do my best to go into the movie at least trying to be open-minded and positive to it. But
that's all I ask.
Yeah, but I'm pretty confident if I have to watch this movie, I'm going to be in a bad mood by the end of it. I don't think it's a good move film.
It might not be your bag. Might not be your cup of tea, and that's okay. Not every film is
1600 Swedish
invasion of Swedish invasion of Polish Lithuanian Commonwealth.
Yep.
Yeah.
487.
That was my 487.
What's 486, Bryce?
486 director Tom Shadyac.
Mm-hmm.
His 1997 film, Liar Liar.
Wait, hold on. Why the fuck?
Starring Jim Carrey, you know, Jennifer Tilly, Carrie Always. I love Carrie Always.
Why the fuck is Liar Liar ahead of A Bug's Life? This is I won't give it ahead of This is the End for times, for like lasting sake.
Mm-hmm.
I think Liar Liar will stand the test of time compared.
Oh yeah.
But why is it? I'm surprised Liar Liar is above Watchmen for you.
I mean, Watchmen's okay.
Just I picture you as a visual guy. I don't know.
I mean, I like visuals, but I. Zack Snyder has a bad tendency of putting visuals over other things.
Style above substance.
Style above substance.
Okay.
Visuals above story and characters and meaning and theme. And, you know, Watchmen has all of that, quote unquote, but it seems to be in service of style, not the other way around. And yeah, Liar Liar is not a stylish film by any means. It's a very blasé kind of comedy. But again, like This is the End, I like a high concept story. And this is, I think, just the concept of the movie is really fun.
Yeah.
A perpetual liar, a lawyer, is fun.
Yeah.
Being unable to tell a lie for 24 hours because, you know, whatever, wish shenanigans.
Yeah.
Comedy hijinks. It's just, I like the concept.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of Jim Carrey's better, like, big, bold comedic performances.
Yeah, which is most of them.
Which is most of them, especially at this point in time.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura. Spoiler alert, I'm going to lose some listeners.
Okay.
Of those types of movies, this is probably my favorite one of those Jim Carrey types of comedies.
That's fine with me.
That's fine with you. Other people are going to be sad that they're not going to see some of their
movies. Like The Mask or something?
That's a little different. But I like The Mask too.
Yeah. Not The Mask 2. I hope you're not.
Oh, no, I love The Mask 2.
Oh, okay.
Way better than The Mask.
Yeah. Yes.
The Baby.
That is nightmare fuel its highest octane. It's a really scary film to watch.
No. Can't imagine watching that inebriated.
But Liar Liar is like... I guess it, I'm not even going to ask why it's so low on the list.
You get why.
It's, yeah, it's just fun, silly, fun.
Fun, silly, fun. Nice concept. Gets a little sentimental for my taste towards the end, but that's kind of par for the course for these types of movies. Especially from the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really upset that I have to watch this Polish movie right now.
Oh, what? That's the one you're going to pick?
Well, Bryce, based off of the rules of this, yep, that's the one I have to pick because... Oh. Not only have I seen This Is the End, and I've seen This Is the Liar.
This Is the Lie.
This Is the Lie. I've seen Liar. I enjoy both of those movies. And clearly this is about torturing me, I think. I think that's what this is. As soon as you, this morning when I woke up, and I was like, okay, it's, what time is it?
Like 7:38?
Like yeah, it's 8. And I was thinking to myself, we're only at 480-something. And I was like, well, I'm invested. Like, I'm finishing this. I have to finish this. But we are at 480-something. We're doing three films at a time. Have you ever thought, like, oh, that would be a really good idea? And then you start doing it, and you make the commitment, and you're like, oh, I'm committed to this. Not only am I committed to this, this is a long process, and there's going to be ups. I've had some ups in this. And there's going to be some downs, and I'm really...
You've had some downs.
Wow. So
to answer your question...
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, but I can't think of many. But I'm not surprised that you feel that way about this. Going into it, I kept asking, are you sure?
Yeah.
This is going to be a lot of movies. It's going to be a lot of time. A big time investment, if nothing else.
I'm excited. I'm like... I enjoy this part of it. I'm excited about this part, and then I dread, or I don't dread.
Oh my God.
I get scared a little bit where I'm like, when the movie starts, I'm like, okay, all right, because I'm like antsy, I'm ADHD, I'm all over the place. So I'm like, all right, I have to sit down and watch this.
Watch this movie, which luckily, Potup, we're not going to be watching the original 5+ hour version.
Yep, I don't even think you have time for that.
I literally do not have time. We're going to watch this, record the second part, and I got to go to work.
Yes.
We are going to be watching the nearly 3+ hour version.
Fuck off. 3+?
That's just a little more than 3.
Oh my God.
Okay. You picked it, friend.
Can I pick This Is the End?
No, you've seen that.
Yeah. Can I pick Liar?
No, you've seen that.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to... Okay, let's do it.
All right, Aaron. Let's go watch director Jerzy Hoffman's 1974 film, Potok.
Oh, fuck.
So, Aaron.
Yes, Bryce.
Tell me about what happens in Potok.
So much. All right, our protagonist meets his love interest.
Mm-hmm. Kimmich meets Olenka.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of murdering and backstabbing and war.
Mm-hmm.
Through these experiences, he grows as a person, and then he marries this girl. I have summarized it as best as I possibly could.
That was a very succinct summarization.
Yeah. But and then it's wow. God.
You condensed a 5-hour movie that has been condensed into a 3-hour movie into 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Well done.
Too bad they don't have that skill. I would say the middle part was my favorite because in the beginning I had no idea what was going on. Then it clicked what was going on. Then I was like, oh, okay, I can be interested in this for a little bit. And then after that, I was like, okay, I want this to be done.
You think the length hurt
it? The length was... that movie could have been an hour 30.
Oh, I disagree. I think you could have probably shaved half an hour off of that, but I wouldn't cut much more. I think some more modern pacing would help it, of course. You know, it has a very old school pace to it.
That was the other thing. So I think that one of the issues I'm going to have with older films is that I actually do... appreciate visuals, but not beauty, more dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just a lot. I know this is the time and the ability, but it was a lot of, all right, here's a wide shot so you can see every single thing. I just let the actors be the actors, but the actors are not boring, but like it's just flat, very very flat movie. Everything was, it was like they set up a tripod and a camera. They were like, alright, go do stuff. It was just flat. A
lot of stuff on sticks. Yeah. I thought actually the camera was rather dynamic.
No, I hated it.
Sorry.
Also, I think what would have made it better for me is if I understood who was who. That was a big issue.
That was. We had a hard time with you grasping the different factions, the Swedes versus the couple of different Polish factions versus the Scots.
It seemed like...
And then there was Mongolians that came in at the end.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
It seems like the hook of this film is like, oh, who's backstabbing who? That feels like what's going on, most of it.
It's a big part of it, especially in the middle section, which is the part that interested you most.
Yes. And had I understood who was who, then I could have gotten a little more out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But because everyone was just... Everyone looked the same to me. Like, I remember the main character. I remember the female protagonist just because she's the only woman that does anything.
Pretty much.
I remember the guys who speak the same. I think they're brothers.
I think they're twins. Twins. The father and then
that was his just sons. Very unique that they did that. And I remember the guy who bested our protagonist and the prince.
You love the prince. I love the prince. We got to talk about some stuff you liked.
Okay, the stuff I liked was the idea of the backstabbing and stuff. I liked, but I just couldn't get engaged because I didn't know who was who.
Sure.
I really enjoyed the prince. He is one of the bad guys. And his last name started with an R.
It started with a B.
No, whatever. And so...
Well, there was Rami... There was like the... I'm going to butcher all these Polish names. I think, you know, his last name might have started with another Ramiz or something. But he was Prince Bugovich or something, rather.
I like the prince because he was so ridiculous. Like, his hair was ridiculous. His whole vibe, his unibrow, that he seemed so proud of.
He pulls off the unibrow.
Yeah.
Like nobody's business.
Just overall, it just didn't need to be 3 hours long. God damn, 3 hours, and just I couldn't tell you moments in it because a lot of it was, all right, we're in the snow and we're talking. Now we're going to be in some sort of castle and we're talking.
Yeah, but it's what they're talking about.
But because I couldn't understand who they were talking about, I couldn't get fully engaged.
Sure.
So
there was a lot of me.
Having explained, like, if you didn't explain stuff to me from the beginning, I don't think it would have clicked. I think I just would have been sitting there watching people speak in another language I didn't understand. I am blown away that Paul likes this movie.
We haven't mentioned Paul.
Oh, my bad. A friend of ours suggested this movie to you. I'm blown away by that.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I can't imagine Paul sitting there watching this, but maybe that's just what he's into.
It couldn't have. Evidently, he is.
Yeah. If I really hope this is the worst it'll get in terms of length and boredom.
Length and boredom, maybe.
Okay.
Length, no. Boredom, no. But length and boredom.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think this might be, by your standards,
most boring.
One of the best examples of a film that you would not enjoy.
Doing this is making me feel like maybe I don't actually like movies.
That's not what this is supposed to be about.
Okay.
I really hope that's not what you take away from it.
So far, it's making me feel that way because Near Dark, I enjoy it, as I continue to say.
Yes.
Thief, I fucking hated.
Yes.
I hated. But I would still watch Thief over this because it was shorter. Does it make, like...
Yeah, it's an hour shorter.
Yep. Yep. Then there was...
Seconds.
Seconds, which I can appreciate,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't enjoy myself. And then there was...
The Stuntman,
which just bored me out of... Just bored me to death. This was also really, really boring. The only movie I would say, like, oh, I could watch that again, was Near Dark. And that was the first movie. So far, every episode since has been me struggling to get through these movies and having to look for things I enjoy.
I like to think that in the coming episodes, you'll find more to enjoy.
The next one, am I looking?
Well, let's finish talking about about Potop.
I don't even know what else to say.
Well, you did, while we were watching it, you mentioned that you did enjoy that saber fight that we... That
Yeah. I forgot because it was buried under filth, but...
It was very early on in the film.
Very early on. There's a saber fight between the main character and another character that I remembered. And
the Colonel Wombat.
And I really enjoyed it because it did have a wide shot and I got to see skill. Like, that was, they really had a skill in what they were doing. That was really amazing to see that. And the fight showed me a lot about the characters. The way both characters fought said a lot about who they were as people. Our main character, and this is early on in the film, the main character was brash and boisterous and loud and cocky, and the way he fought was just...
flailing about.
Yeah, really. There was very little technique. Mm-hmm. And the guy he was fighting against clearly, like, was measured and calm. Mm-hmm. He thought about things ahead of time. It reminded me of... Have you ever seen Samurai Champloo?
No, it's on my to watch.
Oh, fantastic. Have you seen Boondocks?
I've seen a bit of that.
Do you know Huey, the Afro guy? Yeah. And you know Riley? Yeah. Cornrows. So our main character was Riley, and the guy was Huey. Mm. And the style of fighting. And I really enjoy seeing that. That was hands down when I was most engaged. I was like, oh, I like this.
It's good visual storytelling. Yeah. You know, getting to know the characters, like you said, through their fighting. And their dialogue, but mostly through their actions.
Yeah.
It was fun seeing the realization on our protagonist as he...
understood that he's not as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And very early on in the fight.
Yeah.
Like, he starts, I got this. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then it goes on for, like, another minute. Like, oh, no, this poor guy.
So, I enjoyed that. That was the part where I was genuinely engaged. Mm-hmm. If the whole film, obviously the whole film can't be a sword fight, but if the whole film engaged me like that moment, I would have loved the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole movie, most of the movie was not that.
And that's a big reason why it's not higher on my list. Yeah. It's like you said, there's a lack of engagement. Again, we watched a very truncated version of the film.
Just and fucking insane. It's 3 hours. It's so long.
3 hours, but like I had to, like, in my mind, like, oh right, that happened. to explain a couple of, like, odd things that don't get explained in this version of the film, which doesn't make things easier.
You know what else made it harder for me was it's been cold, and then the movie, because they're in the cold all the time.
All the time.
And I'm cold, and I'm just watching this, and I'm miserable, and I'm like, physically, I'm like, fuck, I'm so cold, and they're making me feel more cold. So, that was the other thing.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't enjoy Potop. I'm not surprised you didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. I would have loved to watch This Is the End.
This Is the End.
Yeah, I would have been so happy.
It would have been a good time.
Yeah, it would have been so much fun.
We'll get there eventually. Eventually we'll come across... movies that are fun. You've seen all three. Like, I'm gonna watch that one.
Yeah.
We're going to pick that one.
Yeah.
But not today.
No, not today.
Not today. But yeah, so you're interested in the next
one. I'm scared. Like, because I know eventually I'm going to break through all of the bullshit. We're going to get to higher number or lower numbers. And when we do, those are going to be movies that I'm sure I'll be engaged with. Like, there's a reason why this movie was so low on the list.
I think the next couple of episodes, you're pretty safe.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, there's some older stuff in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Some very old stuff.
Yeah.
But I think... Actually, I have no idea anymore.
Why anymore?
Potop, I'm not surprised by you not enjoying it.
Yeah.
But I thought you would like Thief. I thought you would like the Stuntman.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because Stuntman, it had been a while since I'd seen it. Mm-hmm. But even after this viewing, I did enjoy it. And I like Thief. And I thought Thief, especially Thief, would be very much up your alley. And so I just don't think I have a grasp on what you like.
Do you... Okay, so through so far these movies we've watched, what do you think I like? What do you think I gravitate towards?
Dumb stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah?
Based on the movies we've seen.
Okay.
No, I'm oversimplifying things. No, not dumb stuff. Just, you like a quicker pace, which is understandable.
Yeah.
And you like things that are easy to follow.
Yes. I love to know what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the other thing. With all of these movies, they always hook me in the beginning. because I don't know what's going on and I'm intrigued. And then as it goes on, and it never gets to a point where I'm like, oh, now I get it. It never does. So I think that's another thing. Like with Stuntman, I was like, what? At a certain point, I understood the formula. I understood the repetition, but I didn't give a shit. So I don't know. I want to enjoy these movies. I want to. But I hate them. I hate them. They're just so boring. So uninteresting to me.
Not your cup of tea?
No.
That's fine. We're definitely going to get to some more fun movies. There have been fun movies on the list.
That I wasn't able to pick.
Because you've already seen them.
Yeah, and I enjoyed
You've seen them. All the fun ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that leaves only the boring ones, Aaron. The boring, confusing films are all that's left for you.
I used to think I was pretentious. I used to think in terms of film that I was very pretentious. I'm starting to realize I am less pretentious and more cocky. Like, this is a movie for pretentious people, I'd say.
Oh.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh.
I don't know what to tell you. This is a movie, or Seconds. Like, only a pretentious person in a modern day would be like, I want to watch Seconds. Like, would you ever be like, I feel like watching Seconds?
I've seen it several times.
God damn, how do you do it? How? How the fuck? What is going on when you're watching movies? Am I watching movies wrong?
You're not. I am not qualified to give my opinion on that.
But what is going on through your mind when you watch this?
Like I said, going into this, yeah. I don't think I mentioned it while we were recording, but when we put in the film, I tried to put myself just in the realm of the film. Uh-huh. I wouldn't say I'm forgiving, because there's plenty of movies I really do not like, as you know.
Yeah.
But for films that are a little obtuse, a little harder to get into, like, admittedly, this last film, The Deluge,
yeah.
Top, and Seconds.
Yeah.
I can sit down and just put myself in the mindset of the filmmaker. And I just try to... Try makes it seem like it's an effort. It's not an effort. I sit down and I put myself in the mind of the filmmaker and just sort of on that same wavelength. And I just try to really absorb pick up what it's putting down.
I think that when I watch movies, I think too much.
How's that?
Like, if you are not hooking me, if I'm not 100, like, or if I'll use Fight Club. I'm always engaged when I watch Fight Club. I'm always like, oh, I want to... Even though I know what's going to happen, I'm like, I want to know what's going to happen. I'm curious. I care about the characters. I'm interested in listening. If you don't hook me, the whole time I'm thinking, what the fuck is... Why? Why are they doing this? But why are they here? And not even in a logical sense. In like a I don't give a shit sense. I'm bored and I don't know why they're making me watch this. It feels like they're trying to torture me. I feel like when he was tied up and they were burning my eyes instead of my side... You know what I mean? You don't know what I mean.
I think maybe I don't know.
It's like...
I guess I don't.
It feels like my head is a pinball machine and the ball's just going all over the place while this is happening. And I'm just like, I want to relax and just kind of sit down and watch this, but this ball is just popping all over the place and I just can't pay attention.
I like to actively engage with every film I watch.
Yeah.
And that's why films that tend to be considered mindless, quote unquote, mindless entertainment.
Uh-huh.
I don't really enjoy, even if it's fun. Now, there are, not to say that there aren't mindless entertainment films on here, but they're on here for a reason beyond them just being fun to watch.
Yeah,
there's normally something else that hooks me.
Yeah.
So I like to engage. I like to sit down and absorb a movie. And
yeah.
Just get into it.
I tried.
You trying?
I tried. I was asking questions because I was trying. Like,
no, that's true. That's true. You were interested in understanding what was happening.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was... In my head, I was like, okay, I think I could enjoy this film if it was much shorter, if it was whatever the equivalent of America is. I don't know what the equivalent of
America is probably the equivalent of America.
But I mean, like... I mean, the Swedes versus the Polish versus the Scottish versus the Mongolians, I guess. if there was some sort of American equivalent that I could latch onto and be like, oh, I know the different people, I understand these different groups, that would have helped. Yeah. So cutting it down and having me understand who I'm rooting for and why, I think would help. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would have loved it, but it would have helped.
I think that's fair. Like, I went into this with the first time watching with a little bit of foreknowledge.
Yeah.
From Paul, our friend, just about like the backstory of what was happening, and that probably did help. I might not be giving that enough credit.
Yeah.
For my enjoyment of it, and maybe I wouldn't have had as easy of a time understanding it, maybe, had that not been the case.
Well, you've put me at ease with the way you've described the next few episodes.
Yeah, probably again not your cup of tea, but I think ones that you'll be able to
enjoy, kind of.
I think at least kind of enjoy.
Yeah.
I was going to give you a spoiler. Like, you got this director to look forward to, but we'll save it. For me. Now, you won't know what the movie is.
Oh, well, I won't. Okay. All right. Wait, so this next one, you know which one I'm going to pick.
It's between a couple, but I think I know which one you're going to pick.
Okay.
Well, Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm glad you loved Potok.
Potok. That's what it was called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it the Polish movie.
The Polish movie?
Yeah.
You want to call it the English version? Is the Deluge? That going to help?
No. We'll see. We'll see what latches to my brain hole.
It's probably going to end up being called the Polish movie.
Probably.
Until next time, Aaron.
Bye.
So you're supposed to say until next
time. Until next time, guys. Finger guns.
This has been a Buddy System presentation of Film Favorites.